This is another episode of the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas. This is Eddie Greer, the third host of this podcast. K-State alum back in 2013, all things K-State sports, whether that's football all the way to men's and women's golf. If it's your first time listening to this podcast, thank you so much for taking time out of the busy Thanksgiving holiday weekend to visit this podcast and giving us a listen. And if you're a K-State fan of the Big 12, or just want interested in seeing what's going on with K-State sports, definitely make sure you hit that like, subscribe button every time we post content. Yes, we post content daily, every day on this podcast, folks. Happy Thanksgiving, as I am recording this on Thanksgiving Day, November 28th, 2024. Real quick, and this is actually perfect because real quick, before I dive on into some food, real quick, talk about volleyball postcast of K-State Women's Volleyball. This is the second to last game. Tomorrow night is the season finale for K-State Women's Volleyball. But we gotta rewind back a little bit to yesterday there, as this is what I talked about. You know, Colorado was what? Down the bottom of the league. And K-State, you're right up there in the first half of the Big 12, and they got swept out of Boulder, Colorado. Talking about this volleyball team, 3-0. This is the story of 2024. Like me. like me, right? But this is stunning. Stunning loss here. Colorado, I believe. They were, 12-16 coming in here. Only 5 Big 12 wins for Colorado. And you lose to them. Colorado 6th win 2024 in the Big 12 conference there, but a sweep. You get swept up there, and it was snowing. When I saw, there were some social media highlights up there. It was snowing up there in Boulder, Colorado up there. But anyways, 25-21 in the first 2 sets, Colorado, and then all of them. So, Colorado playing the sweep card in all 3 of them. Same score, 25-21 in this one. K-State, Colorado, match high 17 kills, 342 for them there as well in this one. K-State, for the very first time in the 2024 Big 12 conference season, fall to 500. In conference play, 8-9. My goodness. And hey, tomorrow night, you want to win that game to finish at least in the Big 12 side. 9-9. You want to finish there, but this is a big hit for the Cats in this one. 10-16 overall, 8-9 in the conference. The first time all year. I believe this is the first time all year. I might be wrong. It might be going back to the beginning of the year where they fell behind and they came back to play a good conference ball, but I think this is could be the first time that they've fallen behind 500 conference play here. Coach Jason Mansfield, I didn't see anything. Well, yes, I did. We'll get to him in just a moment here. Let's see. Anaya Clinton led the way, 12 kills on the afternoon. 4th straight game with 10 or more kills for her. She's on a heater right now. Herself, Aaliyah Carter, right behind her with 11 kills there as well. And Izzy Swiecki, only 27 assists in this game. We're used to seeing her hitting 40-plus every night. 40-plus every night. That did not happen in this one. So that's very strange. So you have that, and then Colorado beats you in the same score. You by 25-21. That's crazy. That is crazy to me right there. To the disappointment of losses for K-State, you should have beat this team. I said it early in the week. This is the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State Women's Volleyball Postcast here on recording this on Thanksgiving Day. Happy Thanksgiving, K-State Nation. Colorado 3, K-State nothing. K-State, senior night tomorrow night, the final, more than likely the final game for Kansas State Women's Volleyball here in 2024. And the seniors, of course, led by Aaliyah Carter against BYU tomorrow night. But, shocking. Shocking here. Shocking loss. Ella Larkin, 14 digs, leading the way there. 23rd match with 10 or more digs. Meg Brown added 2 block assists on a stat sheet there as well. BYU, the regular season finale tomorrow night. That should be 6:30. Yeah, it should be first serve, 6:30. Damn. Talk about frustration. It has to be for Coach Mansfield there. So I'm not going to pull up stage right now because I ain't got time for that. But let's check in with you. But speaking of which, let's check in with Coach Mansfield, how he thought about this game here real quick. Quote, it was a quick turnaround from KU, but I thought we had a good film session and practice throughout the week to get ready for Colorado. I'm paraphrasing that. They are a tough team to stop when they pass it well with lots of good arms, especially on the pins. Anna Bovovich, close enough, is really good as anyone in our conference. When she gets going like she did today, she's hard to slow down. We'll do our best to prepare for one more home match against a strong BYU team. Honoring our seniors will make it a special occasion, end quote. Obviously, yeah, senior night, you want to send your seniors out on a good note. Obviously, we know Aaliyah Carter, Izzy Swiecki, I believe Ella Larkin's also a senior. Liz Gorowski, I think, is a senior too. Out for the rest of the year. That was all the way back in mid-season, I believe, as well. So, yeah, another disappointing loss for this team. Man, so hopefully you go out on top. These seniors go out on top tomorrow night. We'll see what happens. But I literally said you got to go out, handle your business. But I wouldn't be shocked if you lost this game. And sure enough, K-State was wild about go out there and just couldn't get anything to fall, really. And to lose in the exact same score, that has to drive coaches nuts there as well. So, but K-State falls to 10-16 in the 2024 campaign, 8-9 in Big 12 play. One more chance, at least in the Big 12 side of things, to finish 500 tomorrow night against BYU. Colorado upsets KU, if you will. 13-16. They go to only 6th win. Colorado in Big 12 play, 16-11 now after sweeping K-State in Boulder, Colorado yesterday afternoon. K-State, one more opportunity to make things right. We'll see what happens tomorrow night against BYU. The Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. You can get it wherever podcasts are found, free and available daily or else. Post. We're posting content daily. We do post content daily, and we will resume activity on Podbean next week due to the holiday season, or really the Thanksgiving holiday. Figure everyone's traveling, including myself, included this weekend. Everyone's traveling on the road, cold as in get out right now. Stay safe on the roads. Podbean, Greer 3 Ace Podcast. Let's go wrap things up on another postcast edition of the Pearl Project Podcast. All things K-State sports. Eddie Greer here in Kansas City, Missouri. Alex Aiden out there in Santa California. You guys, K-State Nation, have, again, a safe Thanksgiving. We'll be talking to y'all throughout the week. This has been another edition of this Wildcat Podcast. And don't forget, like, subscribe, hit that alarm bell. Go Cats!